Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Yesterday we talked about a nutritional plan, you know, getting rid of sugar, getting rid of additives, increasing protein, right, as a way to help manage and you know, treat ADHD symptoms.
Right.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about supplements.
What you know, can add to your diet.
Some other things that you can add to your diet besides the protein, usually through, again, either nutritional supplements or...
certain kinds of food.
Certain kinds of foods that may help with that.
All these supplements are contained in certain foods.
Right.
The problem is our diet, our American diet, doesn't include a lot of these foods.
Right. And, well, and let's think about the first thing that we're going to talk about, omega-3.
Right.
You know, a lot of kids don't like fish.
That's right.
And so it's really difficult for a lot of kids to get a healthy amount of omega-3 in their diet because they just won't eat fish.
Right. I was reading that list of
and
fish.
And fish sticks don't count.
No, that's what I was just going to say.
Oh, you were?
I was reading that list of fish on anchovies, sardines.
Yeah.
And most kids are not going to
eat
those,
that.
Right? Oysters, you know, I mean... And it's wild-caught salmon.
Right.
You know, it's not just salmon. Mm-hmm. It's wild-caught salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And so even for adults, it's not easy to get omega-3 in your diet because we don't... If we lived in a coastal community, you know, surrounded by the ocean, those individuals probably got their daily allotment of omega-3. We don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so omega-3, I won't go into the specifics about the balance and ratio between omega-3 and omega-6, but the problem is that a lot of the omega fatty acids that we get in our typical American diet is omega-6.
Right.
And that's when omega-6 far outweighs omega-3, that's when we start getting into some problems, some health-related problems.
Reading the wrong omega.
Right.
You know, we're getting 6, but we need 3.
Right.
You know?
So so omega-3 is a great way to help boost a lot of things.
Right.
Omega-3 has been proven to improve mood stabilizing, stabilization of mood.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with health-related issues.
Yeah.
So omega-3 is a really good thing to have. And if you're not eating... you know, 3 or 4 helpings of servings of fish a week, then a supplement of omega-3 is really good. You want to look at the amount of EPA and DHA in your in the supplement that you're taking.
But you want more.
You want as much as you can.
Of EPA. You want more EPA.
If you can help it.
If you look at the label, and ideally the EPA would be higher than the DHA. It's just... different molecules, but I think an omega-3 supplement is probably worth considering for almost everybody.
Right. Absolutely. So, but there are others, things like iron.
I didn't know about iron.
Iron
but
is
there
really
are some
important.
New studies coming out, and it's interesting because I know some people who are borderline anemic. They're not really anemic, but they have consistently low iron, low energy. And I didn't know about the relationship of iron to ADHD, but there is one.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can boost iron in your diet through red meat, and other meats like poultry, chicken, and turkey, but also shellfish and some beans and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If not, another supplement. You can if you're. You know, there are different signs and symptoms, I suppose, of low iron, feeling cold. Very often, suggests low blood circulation and things like that. So you want to have your iron levels checked. And if they're low, then...
And they're easy to check. The thing the thing about iron is it comes through in a lab test. Problem with the lab test is you're not in an abnormal range when you still might be low.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, talk to your doctor and see if you might have low iron. You're not anemic, but you might have low iron.
Right. And we're talking about it here because there was a study done that showed that, you know, on average, kids with ADHD had half the iron in their blood levels than kids without ADHD.
Right.
So
we know there's some association.
So there may be some association.
There seems to be some association, some link there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some other things, zinc and magnesium.
Right.
And you know, magnesium is really important for just about anything.
Right. It really is.
You really have to have a good healthy amount of magnesium in your body.
Right.
You can get it from your diet, but it's available. You want to get, ideally, you would get something called chelated magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
It's just magnesium with some of the heavy metals removed. But you know, zinc is important because it helps regulate dopamine levels, which is we know is ADHD. Really important to ADHD.
Immune system functioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So lots and lots of these supplements that are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get zinc through a variety of sources. Again, most of it is through protein sources.
Right. That's right. You know? So if we go back to that protein,
yeah.
You know, we talked about that yesterday, increasing the protein. But by increasing the proteins and the complex carbohydrates, you're going to be taking in these elements in your diet.
And I think it's an important, at least, correlation to make that, you know, whether it's the omega-3, zinc, iron, magnesium, all of these things can be in your system, in your body for availability through your diet, a healthy diet of good levels of protein and things like that. But when kids don't eat much protein,
right.
You know, many kids prefer carbohydrate-based diets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're not getting the protein that they need. And so is it really that surprising that kids with ADHD may have deficits in these areas because they're not eating the protein that they should be eating to have the availability in their system that they should?
And the other thing to think about, we talked about the foods yesterday. We're talking about supplements today. In the typical American diet, think of a typical American youngster who, on the one hand, is eating too much processed food, and they're not eating these foods.
Right.
Okay. And so you have a double,
right?
You have two contributing factors here. Is you're eating too much of the bad one and not nearly enough of the good one. And so there are two things. And if you wonder, well, why are rates of ADHD increasing so much? Let's not get too troubled. Let's start with something simple.
Right.
What are we eating?
Right.
You know, and that the answer may be there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, in the article that we posted for today, they list a number of herbs that can help, which I think are interesting. Some of which really serve as stimulants, for lack of a better word, like ginkgo biloba and ginseng and things like that. You can find those. Actually, they're found in a lot of energy drinks that you may buy. But they help with cognitive stimulation.
Right.
So they help with some of the ADHD symptoms themselves.
I have some Korean ginseng.
Yeah,
I do. I had a student and she brought in a whole container, a little individual packets, and I'll bring some in so you can try it. It's really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But it's real. She said you can't buy it here.
Yeah.
She would go home to Korea and bring it back because she knew I was interested in it.
That is.
And it's interesting enough. I mean, it's easy enough to drink.
Yeah.
But I'll bring some in.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of things that you can try with that. St. John's wort is something that's traditionally known to help with depression, at least mild depressive symptoms. But it may be able to... There's some word out there that it may help with ADHD, but I don't know that
it's
really.
It's
mostly for depression. But
have you ever tasted valerian root?
I have not.
It's one of the.
But
ones,
I heard that it's
what?
Awful.
Oh, okay. Because it's one of the ones you see this combination of valerian root and lemon balm.
Yeah.
Over and over again
right.
in these articles. I don't have any experience with valerian root or lemon balm.
I recommend valerian to patients who, especially those who have a difficult time settling to sleep at night, and they say that it's extremely effective.
Oh,
it's very helpful in getting to sleep, but it tastes bad.
Okay.
And so you have to take that into consideration.
And the other thing is to remember that not all valerian root is not valerian root is not valerian. There's some right. companies that do a better job than right. other companies yeah,
absolutely.
Do. So be careful of where you get it. Make sure it's a reputable supplier.
Right. Yeah. And it may be that I didn't know about the lemon balm stuff until mm-hmm. reading some of these articles, but right. I'm wondering if the lemon balm really kind of just helps with some of the
maybe
the taste.
For flavor, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Although citrus is one of those things yeah. that you might find calming too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So there I guess the bottom line here is that there are lots of mm-hmm. supplements and things that you can add to your diet to help with some of these ADHD symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I think that based upon everything else that we've talked about this week, it makes sense.
Right.
As you were saying, it makes sense that if you're eating a diet high in simple carbohydrates,
right.
high in food additives, mm-hmm. low in protein, low in some of the food
right.
things that we know contain some of these essential
right.
minerals and nutrients that we know we need,
mm-hmm.
it would make sense that we would have an increase in ADHD-like symptoms.
Right. Right.
And so flipping that around, getting rid of some of the sugar, getting rid of some of the food additives, mm-hmm. and increasing protein and some of these nutrient-rich mm-hmm. Foods,
right.
you may see a significant change in those symptoms.
That's right, because it's two problems in the American diet. It's what we are consuming, but it's also what we're not consuming.
Right.
And so remember that it's a two-part process. It's two things to think about here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
all right, that is it for today.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.